Mindful Biz podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. For those of you that tuned in last week, you will know that I recorded the episode from the kitchen bench here in the Sunshine Coast, and I'm doing that again this week. So I was going to have this amazing person on the podcast this week, but just due to busy diary, that was unable to go ahead. So I'm going to come to you today and just give you basically a lifer update. But we are going to have this particular person on the podcast in the next couple of weeks. We're hoping to record next week, but you know what it's like with the diary. So we'll just see what we can do, but she is going to be coming on very soon. And as we get into this podcast, I will tell you who it is. But in the meantime, I thought it would be really great just to connect and give you a bit of an update of where I am and what I'm doing and sort of what has transpired and is transpiring over this week. So those of you that listened to last week's episode, you'll know that I came to the Sunshine Coast just to have a bit of a sea change in work environment, and it has been amazing. So I'm now in my second week, still in the same accommodation in Coolum Beach, which is about 19 kilometres south of Noosa. Right on the beach, it's an apartment, but the way that the apartment is facing in this block, it makes it feel like I'm in a house. Plenty of space, natural light, there's a pool. It is fabulous. Oh my gosh, I reckon I could stay here for another 2 weeks, easy. But I'm heading back to Sydney on Sunday and will work from the office there for a while. And then after that, I will no doubt be on another adventure. But one of the things that I'm going to take away from here, in fact, there's many things I'm taking away from here in terms of learnings and the way that I'm operating. One of them is that basically injecting more, even more, fun and adventure into every day. So it just feels like a holiday no matter where I'm working from. And I think that that's the beauty of life. And also the season that I'm in is that I just want every day to be fun. You know, every day has a focus and thinking big and crossing things off the to-do list as well as leaping forwards in leaps and bounds. But I also want to be doing that personally as well. So I have been doing that while I'm here. I've been doing it for a while, but every time I change environments, I find I just get this new injection of energy and excitement. And I think when you have that inside you, just doing the everyday is just so much more fun. So I met with Tui. Oh, must have been 2 days ago now. And if you look on my Instagram, you'll see a photo of her and I in the pool. And Tui is the person that's actually going to be coming on the podcast. And I've known her for years, and the story is quite an interesting one. And it actually stems back to what I believe is, you know, one of the successful marketing strategies that I used to do in my business, and that is run events. So many, many years ago, I was running an event in Melbourne and Tui bought a ticket. And she came along to that event and then she became a client, and we've just stayed in contact ever since, even though I'm not business coaching her as such these days. But, you know, that's the story for so many of the contacts that I have. And even these days, I don't run the events any longer, but I still have people reaching out to me saying, oh, I came to your event 7 years ago and, you know, now's a great time for me to be reaching out and working with you. So those events and workshops I used to do just continuously give back, and I've had the ability to meet the most amazing people and work with them and form, you know, lifelong friendships and connections with them as well. Now, Tui, she's different in terms of what she does with her business, and I cannot wait to get her on the show. But she's a psychic medium. And oh my gosh, I have done so many sessions with her, and I was saying to her when we met up the other day, I just said to her, Tui, I don't think I would be where I am in in even like being here in the Sunshine Coast if it wasn't for her, because I did lots of sessions which covered both personal life and career, and the outcomes that came from those sessions were amazing. But it was beyond that. It was like what I did with the learnings from those as well. And with psychic mediums, I've seen a lot over the years. I mean, I've been seeing psychic mediums since I was like in my early 20s, but she is next. She is next level. I'm not even going to explain what it is, or like how she operates, because she'll come on the show. But she has been like a big impact in my life, and we are that for each other both ways. So she's going to come on the show. Your mind's going to be blown away. She's really hard to get into. So if you're listening going, oh my gosh, I've been wanting to find a really great psychic medium, you can go on her website and see if you can get in sometime soon. But yeah, it's kind of like you usually need to book and then you need to wait. But I also think that the universe plays a bit of a part in that, because the timing with those kind of sessions is always right. And I find that with my business coaching clients as well. Like sometimes, like if people can't get in for a bit, and then when we do meet, they'll say to me, you know what? At first I thought this session was far too far away, but now that we're here, they're like, actually, I'm kind of glad that it did take that long, because a lot of things have changed and my mind has been able to really sort of explore certain avenues and thoughts and ideas. So, you know, the time we're meeting is perfect. So I'm a great believer in the universe delivering, you know, timings. So stay tuned for Tui coming on board. How have I been living my life while here? Okay, so I'm in a really, really great routine, which I'm loving. And it's different to the one at home. So usually when I'm in Sydney, I'm bounding out of bed at 5 a.m. I'm going to the gym in the mornings, you know, I'm working and I'm doing fun stuff behind the scenes that I don't show on social media, beyond work. And then I go back to the gym in the evenings, and that works well. But here, I haven't been bounding out of the beds. I've been to the beach to watch the sunrise a few times, which I've shown on social media, but I've actually been staying in bed to like 7:30 a lot of the days. And at first I resisted it, but now I've kind of just sunken into it, and I actually think it's giving me a better quality of sleep, and I'm actually playing with the idea of doing this more when I get back to Sydney. The thing with me with exercise is that it really helps me with my mental load and clearing my mind. So half of me is very resistant to stop going to the gym every morning, and the other half of me is like, you know what, Alison, I actually think this could be really good for just getting better quality sleep, and even if I'm not sleeping, just keeping my body resting. So I've always had a sleep tracker, but the one that I've got, I've stopped using because the battery was getting dodgy. You know, I'd charge it up before I'd go to sleep, and then I'd wake up in the morning and then the battery would be dead. So I'm actually going to buy a sleep tracker today online so that I've got it in Sydney when I go back. I was watching an interview with Diary of a CEO with the sleep scientist Matthew Walker this week. And if you haven't watched it, please Google it and please watch it. So I'm just going to say his name again. It's sleep scientist Matthew Walker, being interviewed by Stephen Bartlett from Diary of a CEO. And he's really talking about the importance of sleep. And it actually went for 2 hours, and it really dropped some massive bombshells for me, because over the years I haven't been a great sleeper. Like I go through really great sleeping patches and then not so good. Because I'm such a high energy person, but I'm never restless in bed. Like I'll be resting, but I am not the best sleeper, and it's something that I have been focusing on, but something I also need to really put more and more focus on. So that's been really good. So I've been making sure no TV or phone or computer from 9 p.m. and then in bed at 10. And that's such a good routine to get into, because in Sydney I'm quite often just faffing about on my phone quite late at night, because as you know, by the time you serve dinner for the family and do all that and then have a shower and get into bed, you know, it ends up being quite late, especially for my boys. They're not getting home from, one of them is not getting home from running until 20 past eight at night, and then he's having dinner. So, and with them going to uni, the routine with them is a little bit all over the place at the moment. So being away from that and being here has been really, really good for my routine and allowing me to focus on sleep and just kind of really questioning, you know, what changes should I make in my routine when I get back to Sydney. So that's been good. I've been having really big lunches. And then for dinner, just having coconut yogurt. Oh my God. Actually, not Koyo, Coco Bella is what I've been having. So good. With peanut butter and blueberries. So that's my dinner. Just a little bowl. But lunch has been like an extravaganza. And we have been having, sometimes roast pork belly, sometimes, what else have we been having? Cauliflower pizza, just so many delicious things. And that's been the main meal of the day. And I actually really like that because I find that you eat less and then when you go to bed, you are not full. And, you know, in Sydney, I never go to bed on a full stomach, but I don't have such big meals and I have three meals and then I have snacks. Whereas here, I've been having my pancake in the morning, as you will have seen on social media, because I'm addicted to pancakes. Healthy version. But the big lunch and then just the coconut yogurt at night, and that is actually working really well. So I like that, and I think that I'm going to continue that when I get back to Sydney as well. So that's been really good, and I'd highly recommend giving that a go. The key is having an air fryer, so it makes it super easy to organise. So going back to exercise, as you know, I love my exercise. It actually is what keeps my brain empty but also productive and feeling good. And as you know, I broke my toe, I reckon it's like 6 weeks ago now, and The toe's not loving life. Every time I feel like it's getting better, I go and do something silly, like walk along the beach, and the uneven sand does not go well with a broken toe. So yesterday I made sure I didn't do that, and my toe feels so much better today. And I've been icing it with peas and all that. So really here I've been doing more core work. I've got a resistance band, which I've been wrapping around a tree and doing squats. And using that, you know, like for arm strength and everything. So that's been really good. But I think it's also been good for me just to have a bit of a break from my full-on exercise routine. Because at home, I reckon I do about 4 hours of exercise a day, maybe about 3.5. Because I go in the morning and then again in the evening. And then when I go to the evening, I'm there for quite a while, for at least 2 hours. Because that's how I unwind. So I think kind of like stepping back, really focusing on sleep, and a much more gentle form of exercise and only doing that once a day. I actually think my body's been loving me for that. And interestingly, like I definitely haven't put on any weight. My body hasn't changed shape. I feel really fit and good. So it's quite interesting to actually lean into having a rest and seeing what happens with your body. So I have been pleasantly surprised. I also think it's the food I've been eating, which is very keto-based. I mean, the pancake isn't keto-based, but everything else is. So as a result, like I'm never hungry, and I'm eating lots of fats, good fats, and I think my body is really enjoying that. So give it a go, maybe. See what you think. And drinking lots of water, which is really good. Now, work. Work's fabulous. Work's really going really well. And it's quite interesting because, as you know, I'm just in the process of launching a real brand, which is my third business, which is the luxury branding and websites and copywriting and marketing collateral and all that, tailored specifically for the real estate and property development market. So it's basically starting a new business again because I've got some contacts in that industry, but it's not huge. And I like the challenge. And, you know, the business is taking off and it's giving me a bit of a high, which is great. So I've actually been running some Instagram ads, which have been successful. So I know that the creative is right, and I know that the target audience that I've got set at is right, so I'm going to put some more money behind that. I've had some amazing people just offer referrals, so I've been getting people that way as well. So it's really exciting, and I've also been speaking with Steve, who I mentioned in last week's podcast, and I think you've probably seen him on my Instagram by now. He's a software engineer, and so he and I are working together with this to kind of just work out different ways for tapping into the market through through some systems and processes that he can set up for me. So it's a really exciting new business for me that I'm enjoying. I'm enjoying the challenge. Sticky Studio, wow, we've got so many fabulous projects going on there, ranging, you know, from packaging designs, which I love, really some amazing packaging designs, and then lots of websites and SEO and copywriting and branding, my goodness. So I'm looking at just bringing another person on board for the team to help us with workflow so that we can increase the workload. And she's got amazing experience, including AI as well. So that's super exciting. Business coaching is fabulous. So what I'm finding here is, yes, I've got my to-do and daily tasks. We're always going to have that no matter how we kind of shift the business, grow it and evolve it. There's always going to be those elements. But as I mentioned last week, I'm really looking at the energy draining things that I find, which are just, you know, they're easy things, but they kind of just drain your energy because, you know, they're just there, lots of them, and repetitive tasks. And so we've been systemizing and automating, which is great. But now my focus is, you know, obviously to continue with that, but really the big picture thinking. And it's really exciting to be able to focus on big picture thinking because I've been able to kind of clear the deck and automate and not get as bogged down with the daily to-do tasks that I have in the past. So I feel like I'm in a really exciting chapter of the business and elevating myself. And interestingly, like I've decided this a long time ago and I still feel it, that I still want to keep the business's boutique with a small team. I don't want a huge team. So that, and I will keep that in mind as I grow, because I really do love that boutique effect, and that's how I started, and I don't want to lose that. So, you know, I love being able to, you know, speak with all the clients and meet the clients and really understand all the jobs that are going on. I think that there's great power in that, and I think that the clients and the people that I work with enjoy that as well. So I certainly do not want to lose that essence. So all in all, this is a really successful trip working remotely in a different location. If anything, it makes me want to do this more and more and more. I'm so happy and content in this environment. It's amazing. It's really, really amazing. And as I said last week, you know, see how you can inject some of this into your business and into your lifestyle. And, you know, it's different for everyone depending on what stage of life you are at, and, you know, whether you've got small kids and all those kind of things, and also what type of business yours is. But I used to do this just by going away in a hotel room, and I always thought that was fabulous, and it really, really was, and that suited those seasons of my life. And there was a hotel, I'm going to tell you the hotel, there were lots of them that I used to go to, but in Sydney, there is one in the city called, oh my gosh, I think it's called Little Hotel. It's right next to Wynyard Station in the CBD, and it's amazing. They've also got one in Canberra, and they up the top on the roof, yes, it's part of the roof, but it's undercover, have got amazing workstations, and you can actually go in there and just work from there for the day. But I would go and stay there the night and then work from there as well. And I'd also create content. It was so good. So that suited me for that chapter. Whereas this coming away for 2 weeks in a different location like this is like, oh my gosh, I'm in a new environment, new routine, testing and trialing things. What learnings and experiences have I gained from this within the 2 weeks that I want to take back to Sydney? So yes, it's very inspiring. I'm loving it, and it's amazing how productive I can be during the day, and then I can go down to the pool and just really, you know, enjoy it and make the most of it. So yeah, so good. So everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you on social media. If there's any way I can help you at all, drop me an email through any of the websites. So as you know, we have relauncher.com.au, which is for this podcast and also one-to-one business coaching. We've got Sticky Studio, which is the graphic design and branding studio for, you know, all things health, wellness, lifestyle, beauty, basically everything. And then we've got Real Brand, which is niche right into the property development and real estate market. And that really is focused on marketing and branding and websites and all those kind of things. So lovely to speak to you all. And as I said, we're going to get Tui on board, so we'll get her on the show. You are absolutely going to love her and love that episode. And in the meantime, I will see you on social media at relauncher_Alison.